Thank you, Lord. Amen. Just lost my verse. As we were worshipping, the Lord reminded me and showed me a picture. The song says, "Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever of a father who is father to the fatherless, a husband to the widows, who sets the solitary in families." And as the Lord reminded me of that verse here in Psalm 68, 5-6, "He leads out the prisoners with singing, and the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land." The thing that really stood out for me was the father to the fatherless, a defender of widows. I had a picture of myself and my six brothers when my mother was without my dad, and we were in a state of pretty much devastation at that point in life. And I remembered bowing at my knees in the dark at night, saying, "If you're out there, God, would you help us?" And that same God has been helping us ever since. And I didn't know him then, but he knew me. And so I want us to be reminded as we are singing this song, I want us to sing the song with passion, because why are you here, saints? The Lord gathered you here as a hen gathers her chicks to remind you that he loves us so very much. Some of us grew up with a father that is an example of what a father should be, but many of us didn't. Some have lost them through death. Some lost them through circumstances. Our homes may have lost a father through marital breakdown. Different things have happened that have devastated many lives, but some of us know what it is to have a father who stuck around and set a great example of loyalty, love, and devotion. But the Father of all fathers has never left us and has never forsaken us. Loved us enough to send his son to die for us. We were worth all that. And so today, as we worship, saints, let us worship the Father of all fathers, who even now, as he looks down upon from his throne and sees what we are doing one with another in the earth, still looks with love and compassion and wants us to know that he cares, wants to save us, wants to love on us, wants to be our companion, be our father, be our husband, be whatever we need him to be. He is our Savior. And so today I just want to encourage us to love on the Father that loves us more than any earthly father could. The one who bought our salvation on Calvary. We were worth it all because he wants us to be his beloved. So let us surrender our hearts to him today. Let's just experience his presence. Worship him because truly he's worthy. And watch and see what God will do. Far exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we already have experienced. The Lord wants to be everything because he is everything. Because of him we live and breathe and have our being. So let's worship him. Put passion into it, saints. Let's give him all. Let's give him all today. Lay aside what's weighing you down right now and give the Father all blessing, all glory, all honor, all power forever. Amen.